Welcome to the How To Dressage Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride medium trot. Now, some horses have a really good natural medium trot, whilst others take time to develop the pace. Now, medium trot is a real mark winner in dressage tests if you can perform it well, so it's worth practicing it at home, where you can also use the pace to enhance your horse's other work. So in this podcast episode, we're going to talk about what the judges are looking for in a good medium trot, together with advice on how you can conjure one out of your horse. So firstly, what is the judge looking for in a good medium trot? Well, medium trot first appears in the British Dressage Novice Level Tests, where just a few strides must be shown across the diagonal line. Now, from British Dressage Elementary Level upwards, medium trot is required to be shown ridden from marker to marker, either across the diagonal line, down the long side of the arena, around a 20 metre circle, or in more advanced tests, it's asked for on the centre line. Now, medium trot is a pace of moderate lengthening, so whilst maintaining a round frame and working over his back to the contact, the horse should clearly lengthen his stride to cover more ground. Now, although he should be working with good impulsion, he should not hurry or lose his rhythm, and he must remain in a good uphill balance. Now, the horse's frame should lengthen so that he carries his head slightly in front of the vertical. Now, you have the option of riding medium trot, either rising or sitting, up to and including British Dressage medium level. However, it's recommended that you use rising trot at the lower levels to reduce the risk of your horse tightening through his back, and also to help him maximise his ability to use his back muscles and shoulders. So now let's look at some common faults that are often seen in the medium trot. So number one is running, and this is where the horse doesn't lengthen his stride at all, but instead he just hurries out of balance. Number two is breaking into canter instead of lengthening the stride. Number three is hollowing the frame and coming above the bit as he loses balance. Number four is losing balance onto the forehand. Number five is failing to show clear transitions in and out of the medium trot when they are required, and this is sometimes called fading. Number six is increasing in the tempo, which is the speed of the rhythm. And lastly, number seven is flicking the toe rather than lengthening the whole stride. Okay, so now let's look at the rider requirements for a good medium trot. Because before you can begin to teach your horse to lengthen his trot, you need to have the following in place. So the first thing you need is an independent seat. So you need to develop an independent seat so that you can remain in balance and follow the horse's movement. Now, this means that you mustn't grip the horse with your leg. Now, if you do that, the horse will tense through his body, effectively preventing him from swinging through his back and lengthening his stride and frame. Now, at the same time, you must be able to ride without relying on the reins for balance. Now, the next requirement is that you must be able to ride with an elastic rein contact. Now, as you ask the horse to lengthen his stride, ease your hand forward slightly, and the horse should follow your hand, stretching over his top line to seek your contact. Now, a hand that is fixed and blocking, or a contact that is unsteady, will prevent the horse from following the bit as you ease your hand forwards. The next requirement, number three, is that you must be able to ride a correct half halt. Now, a well-ridden half halt is essential for smooth transitions and to balance your horse as he lengthens his stride. And the last requirement, number four, is that you must be able to engage your horse's hind quarters. Now, the hindquarters are your horse's engine, and you need that power to travel forward through his back into your elastic rein contact and slightly forward hand in order to produce the lengthened strides for the medium trot. Now, once you've got all of those in place, you can then start thinking about teaching your horse the medium trot strides. But before we get into the steps on how to do that, we're first going to share with you some tips. So tip number one is that the aids for the medium trot should be discreet. So you shouldn't resort to kicking your horse, using your whip, or having to prod him with your spurs every stride. If you're having trouble getting your horse going forwards, then please check out our other podcast episode or article on our website titled How to Get Your Horse in Front of the Leg. Tip number two is don't just fire the horse down the long side of the arena. Now you must be careful not to push the horse out of balance and rhythm, because if you ask for too much, the horse will most likely fall onto his forehand, start running, or break into canter. Now instead, gradually increase the amount of impulsion, receiving the energy that you've created in an elastic contact, and using half halts to help keep the balance. Now concentrate on keeping the tempo and the rhythm the same as the horse gradually lengthens his stride. Tip number three is that in your horse's early lessons, don't ask for a clear transition into and out of medium trot. Instead, focus on gradually increasing the length of the stride. Now, when the horse is more confident and you know that you can keep him balanced, you can then introduce the transitions that are required for you to show in dressage tests. Tip number four is to keep the horse straight. So ensure that he stays travelling on one track and that his quarters don't come in. Now if this does happen, then ride him in a very slight shoulder forward positioning to encourage him to stay straight and step under. Tip number five is to don't fall into the trap of leaning backwards and driving the horse with your seat. Now that increases the pressure on the horse's loin area and he will probably hollow his back against you, so there's no need to do it. Tip number six is when you're first teaching your horse medium trot, always go rising so that he can use his back properly. And lastly, tip number seven is as the horse lengthens his stride, keep your contact receiving and elastic so that you don't restrict or block the swing through the horse's back. Now resist the temptation of trying to help your horse to balance by using your reins, because that will make the horse hollow his back and come too short in his neck. So, with the rider requirements done and all of the tips out the way, now let's move on to the steps to teach your horse medium trot. So here we go, step number one. Start by establishing a good working trot with the horse working through his back to seek the contact and ride down the long side of the arena. Now before you reach the corner, use a half halt to ask the horse to sit behind. Step number two is to put the horse into a very slight shoulder forward position as you ride through the next corner to bring his inside hind leg more underneath him. Step number three is on the next long side, make the horse straight and then ease your hands a little more forwards. Now use both your legs on the girth and that should encourage the horse to stretch forward with his head and neck as he seeks the contact. Now as you ease your contact, the energy that you've created should explode forward as the horse follows the bit. Now keeping your leg on, ask the horse to lengthen his frame and stride so that he covers more ground. Step number four is to don't ask for too much ground cover too soon. Take the time to gradually increase the number of medium trot strides until your horse is strong and balanced enough to manage more. Focus on keeping the rhythm, the tempo, and the balance. And lastly, step number five is once your horse understands the exercise, you can ride medium trot across the diagonal line using the corners and half halts to help keep him balanced. Now, if your horse struggles to show natural medium trot strides under saddle, it can be possible to teach him on the lunge without the weight of a rider to contend with. Now, pole work can also be a useful teaching tool, but don't place the poles too far apart to begin with, as your horse could trip and injure himself. Instead, start with a distance that is comfortable for him and then gradually make the distance wider. Now, riding medium trot around large circles helped to bring the horse's inside leg underneath him, lightening the forehand and helping to keep the tempo the same. And you can also ride medium trot whilst you're out hacking and on trails or in fields. And you can ride the exercise uphill, which is a great way of strengthening the horse, building muscle on his hindquarters and discouraging him from falling onto his forehand. And medium trot can also be a useful schooling tool, because you can use the medium steps to refresh the working trot if it becomes a little flat, and to help develop the horse's hind leg carrying power by incorporating transitions into and out of the medium trot. Also, riding shoulder in to medium trot and back again will help to develop suppleness and engagement. So to wrap this episode up, if you're lucky, your horse will have a good natural medium trot that he will happily offer you for free. However, if not, you can use the tips and the points that we've discussed in this podcast episode to help you develop the pace. But remember, don't aim for too much at first. Instead, build up the number of strides gradually as your horse begins to understand what you're asking of him. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our training diaries, our books and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.